We go out to the phones and tag in Gary McCarthy, former Chicago police superintendent, now running for mayor in Chicago, taking on Rahm Emanuel. The website, garyformayor.com, G-A-R-R-Y. Mr. McCarthy, welcome to Legal Faceoff.
Thanks for having me.
Gary, given your experience in law enforcement, including serving as Chicago Police Department superintendent from 2011 until 2015, public safety is obviously one of your big priorities. Where has Rahm Emanuel failed in this area? And tell us what you do in the first 50 days of a McCarthy administration to reduce crime.
Well, the politics has ruled the day in the police department here. It's a political organization. It needs to be a performance-based organization. And this was evident subsequent to my termination. City Hall came into the department, rewrote policies, conducting a witch hunt, because minor disciplinary cases that were in the pipeline while I was superintendent resulted in people being forced to resign after I was terminated. And that was all because the mayor thought that it was politically astute for him to be tough on the police, not recognizing the fact that in 2016, less than half of 1% of the shootings in the city were police-related. And by the way, it doesn't mean that all of them were bad shootings. Some of them were very much justified. So let me put that another way. In 2016, had nobody been shot by a police officer in the city of Chicago, 4,300 people still got shot. So the police aren't the problem in this city. The criminals are. And if a police officer violates the law, they need to be prosecuted like any other American citizen or any other person in our society. Let's put it that way. And if they violate policy, they need to be disciplined or retrained. But you don't just wipe out a generation in a department and expect it to be performing at the same level that it was.
So what steps would you take, Gary, to reduce crime as part of your administration?
Well, the same steps that we took when I was the superintendent. We created probably the most comprehensive gang violence reduction strategy in the country, which has to do with intelligence. We recorded every gang in the city, every gang turf that they believed that they owned. I always say that because I'm not willing to grant them any turf. That belongs to the people of Chicago, and all the membership and all the disputes. Because what happens is somebody gets shot in one neighborhood, and all the police go to that shooting. Well, that's not the right thing to do, because you need to know if that person who got shot is a gang member, what gang they're a member of, and what gang they're in conflict with. And you deploy your resources to where the other gang is, and we were picking up guns and stopping the retaliation shootings. And that was done based on data and proactive police work. But with it, we were also doing a number of non-enforcement strategies that the mayor has cut funding on. For instance, we were taking gang members who were on parole, working with parole, bringing them into meetings, and having conversations with them and giving them an opportunity to get out of the life through social services, jobs, getting identification cards so that they could move forward. And this was a program that we were running in, I think it was about 9 districts in the city, that's now been cut to 4. And that was done because money's going to other places. Money is not going to social services. Here's the bottom line, what's happening in the city. We're losing our tax base because we're losing population. We've been losing population for the last 10 years, the only major urban center in the country, I believe, that's lost population over the last 10 years. Who are we losing? We're losing middle-class African-Americans from the South and the West Side. Why are we losing them? We're losing them because of gun violence. Because we're losing them, we're losing our tax base. And because we're losing our tax base, we're pulling social services and closing schools. Where? On the South and the West Side, which is causing more gun violence. We've thrown ourselves into a huge cycle here that needs to be addressed in a different fashion, more holistic fashion. There's something called collective efficacy, where we can actually, government, we can't fix society's problems. We can't create parenting. But what we can do is create the conditions where that can actually happen. It's called collective efficacy. It's something that we've been doing for a very long time that we're not doing here in Chicago.
Gary,
development in the neighborhoods where we need to have development. We need to bring back trade schools, and we need to give small businesses tax breaks to go to those neighborhoods to create the market for young men and women with those trades to come out and have jobs. That's not happening.
Gary, picking up on that point, you will inevitably have to answer Emanuel's claims that he has done a lot for economic development, especially in luring corporate headquarters back to the city. Certainly if Amazon decides to relocate their headquarters and brings 50,000 jobs to Chicago before the election, that'll be, I think, an asset that Mayor Emanuel can leverage in his campaign. How do you answer that? And also, what other steps would you take to create economic conditions, not just in neighborhoods like Streeterville and Lincoln Park, but in some of the neighborhoods that you mentioned on the south and west sides?
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The economic development that's happened in the city is exclusively downtown. There's cranes in the air downtown. That's great. And there's unions who are giving him money as a result of the fact that there's cranes in the air downtown. The south and the west side and the other neighborhoods are drying up. And exactly what I just said. We need to bring back trade schools because we need carpenters, electricians, auto mechanics, and so on and so forth. And then we can take and put those folks to work in those neighborhoods where we have these deserts of abandoned housing, redevelop those for affordable housing for individuals, and give the small businesses tax breaks to go to those neighborhoods, not just give the Amazons tax breaks to come here. And just think about the fact that if Amazon does come here, who are they going to hire? It's not going to be people who live downtown because they're not going to be able to afford to do that. They're going to be hiring people from the suburbs. They're not going to bring job development to the people who need it the most on the south and the west side.
So, Gary, last question. You were born in New York, and you spent your adult life there and in Newark until you moved to Chicago back in 2011 when you were hired. Do you think that voters will elect someone like you who's a relative newcomer to the city, especially given that in this mayoral race there are so many contenders this year, many of whom have deep ties to the city?
Well, so I can tell you this. First of all, my answer that I love to give to that one is show me the 78th neighborhood in Chicago called Winnetka. It doesn't exist. And I challenge anybody from Chicago to look at my Bronx neighborhood and tell me what it reminds you of, because it reminds me of Chicago. So that's first of all. Second of all, I'm not leaving this place. And where I was born, I don't think makes a difference, except for the fact that the answer doesn't fly to me, well, that's the way we've always done it here. If you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. And right now, what we've got is failure. 7 years of failure in this city, it's got to get turned around. There has to be a different method to address it. There has to be business management of City Hall, which is not happening. We've got to stop doing everything politically. If anybody ran their business the way that Rahm Emanuel runs City Hall, they'd be out of business in a heartbeat. It's really evident, and it's failing.
Gary, have you dropped the Yankees or the Mets in favor of one of our Chicago teams? That's what our listeners really want to know.
Yeah, well, you know what? The short answer to that is when I got here, I told Jerry Reinsdorf that I was going to root for the White Sox because I'm an American League guy growing up in the Bronx. And he said, Gary, I'll take you for 155 games a year as long as we're not playing the Yankees. But I met Joe Maddon, and this guy has won me over in a heartbeat. What a wonderful man. If he's in a room with 200 people, he makes everybody there feel like they're the most important person in the room. So I root for our Chicago teams all the time. I can't give up on my Yankees and Giants, though. At the end of the day, I'm still watching what they're doing, but I'm rooting for Chicago.
Well, maybe we'll see a Yankees-Cubs World Series. That's Gary McCarthy.
I was dying for that last year. That would have been so great.
Gary McCarthy, he's running for mayor of Chicago. The website is garyformayor.com. Gary, thanks for joining us on WGN, and please come back when we have a mayoral debate. We'd love to have you back on Legal Face-Off.
Thanks, Gary.
Absolutely, I will be. And all our policies are going up on that website so we can expand on these things we discussed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
We all know the legal world is complex and high pressured. There's no room for error. That's why judges and attorneys across Chicagoland have trusted the expert court reporters at McCorkle Litigation Services since 1948. McCorkle Litigation Services has accurately recorded every word from thousands of legal proceedings. McCorkle Litigation Services provides the legal community with peace of mind, transcribing testimony and depositions that can be used reliably by jurors, judges, and attorneys. For all your legal support needs, contact McCorkle Litigation Services online at McCorkleLitigation.com.